This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for His people to talk with Him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. So today on Encouraging Prayer, we get to talk about peace and love. So James, you know, being the Christian car guy, I'm picturing this VW with a big peace on sort of a van. I mean, what are we talking here?
Well, I'm still driving diesels, Robbie, but they're groovy diesels. But that's right. We're talking about peace and love as we start up here, but it's not a 60s thing. It's a Jesus thing. And there's a peace that only He can give when you have His love at work in your heart. And I know that can sound like just so much church talk or so many words, but it's real. So let's talk about staying close to Him, living with Him moment by moment, because that's how His peace and love comes.
Right. And I know you well enough to know this is one of your favorite topics, isn't it? I mean, literally being with Jesus.
Yeah, it is, because I have so much to learn in it, you know, and God is always helping me and showing me new things. This past week, I came across a great quote from Matthew Henry, who's the pastor and Bible scholar for our listeners that Robbie and I both love.
Oh, yeah.
But when Matthew Henry lay dying, he said, "You have heard many men's dying words, and these are mine. A life spent in communion with God is the pleasantest life in the world." And I love that because it's so true. I mean, think about what Isaiah prayed in Isaiah 26:3. "You will keep in perfect peace all you who trust in Him, all whose thoughts are fixed on you." And then he adds, "Trust in the Lord always, for the Lord God is the eternal rock."
Wow, I love that verse. And you couldn't be more right. I mean, that's just being with Jesus in our hearts and our minds is the way to arrive at all that. But what do you say to the believer who says, "Well, that sounds pretty spiritual, and that's just really hard to get down to earth to a person like me"?
Well, I appreciate that because, I mean, that's a real response. But look at Scripture. Sometimes, you know, the simplest things have so much truth in them, and they can be right in front of us, but we can miss them. Think about Mark 3:14. Mark tells us that when Jesus called the disciples to Himself, one of the reasons He did so was that they might be with Him. Look it up. It's really interesting. So He wants us to just be with Him. Then think about John 14, when He promised to go and prepare a place for that. And people think about that and start singing about mansions all over the hilltop and whatever. But He goes on to say that you might be with Me and I with you, you know? I mean, it's all about being with Him. He loves that. And, of course, in Matthew, before He ascended into heaven, He said that He is with us always. So being with Jesus is intended to be this natural thing for us. It starts here, and it's also where we're going. So I think sometimes we can make it harder than it needs to be.
Really? I think He was pretty clear when He just said, "Apart from Me, you can do what?"
Yeah, so, nothing. That's right. So yeah,
let's talk about that. I mean, because there's more to being with Jesus than constantly have to push ourselves and generate effort as if it's some kind of make-believe.
Yeah, I'm glad you bring that up. That's exactly right. And it makes me think of something C.S. Lewis said, that coming to faith was more like diving into a pool of water. It was more about something he stopped doing, you know, sort of resisting, holding back, than something he started doing. He chose to trust God and rest in Him.
No, I like that. And it also makes me think of the old commercial with the Nestle plunge, right? where the guy's standing on the side of the swimming pool and he drinks his tea and just falls back into the water, like, right, the ultimate refreshment.
Is that a word from our sponsor? But no, that's it. I mean, one of the things that God has been showing me recently is that I can make being with Him overly difficult by trying too hard. And living in faith with Jesus and trusting God requires not so much a leap of faith sometimes as a loosening of our grip on things, you know, not having to control everything and, you know, learning to just rest and trust more.
Yeah, that's so true. And it also really helps us worry less because He's the only one who knows what is going on that happened in the future. Anyway, I mean, that's been made graphically clear here recently. But still, James, I mean, thinking practically about this, how do we stay there, being with Jesus more and more in a natural way without it being forced or pushed?
Well, that really is the heart of the matter. And of course, once we've received him, his spirit dwells within us always. And this is one of the things he's been showing me recently, that the way to be with him moment by moment is to just have a heart of love for him. John Calvin had a personal symbol with two hands holding a heart, and enshrined around it were the words, "My heart I offer to you, Lord, promptly and sincerely." Now, don't miss the promptly part. That's the moment by moment part. But what he's saying is, "Lord, here's my heart. I just love you. I love you." You know, this is a scholarly guy like Calvin. It's not some kind of emotionalism. It's just simple childlike faith.
Yeah, it makes me think about what Jesus said when he was asked, "What's the greatest commandment?" And he responded, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and all your mind."
Right. Everything flows from that. You know, Romans 5:5 tells us God has poured out his love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit whom he's given us. So his love's already there within us, and we just need to let it flow, let ourselves go a little. You know, there's the nasty plunge, I guess, and just love him. When we love him, we can pray without words and just lift our hearts to him. And of course, we need to tell him we love him and cultivate this in our hearts more by learning to praise him. But I think this is so much of what it means to be a little child with him by faith. Children love so freely and so naturally, and they're not afraid to just come up to you and say, "I love you. I love you."
Yeah, it melts their parents and their grandparents, I might add, when they do that.
Yeah, it does. And there's a reason for that, Robbie. And of course, we're made in the image of God, and he's all about love. That's what his word says. God is love. So you can imagine how he responds when we go to him the same way. And I think that's the secret to staying close. Just love him.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff, James. I mean, thanks. Why don't we close today with a prayer that really we can do just that? I want to take the nasty plunge, buddy.
Well, you want me to pray or do you want to pray?
Let's go for it. Let's. Why don't we both pray? There you go.
Okay.
I just want to say, Jesus, help me to fall back into you like that guy on the swimming pool, man. I just want that. And I know what Matthew Henry was saying, that that's a life that's unbelievable. I pray that for our listeners and that they too could just rest right there.
Yes, Lord, we love you. We love you. We want to love you more. And thank you that your love is in our hearts through your spirit. Oh, Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.
This is the Truth Network.